The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now it's good morning to Owen Sheen from Off the Ball. Good morning, Owen.
Hi, Pat.
Lots of sport this weekend. We've got two major finals, one in rugby and one in football. So where do you want to go first?
Well, I guess if we go with the Irish angle maybe on those two finals, it's of course Leinster playing in the Heineken Champions Cup final tomorrow against La Rochelle. It's in Marseille. It's a 5 o'clock kickoff, or a quarter to five kickoff, I should say. And the main storylines around this in the build to it is how much would Leinster win this game by? How can La Rochelle possibly stop Leinster? And the wrecking ball that La Rochelle used to stop Leinster last year was, of course, Will Skelton, who seemed like he wasn't going to play in this game. All of a sudden, it seems like he is going to play in this game. So I wonder, was there
gamesmanship?
A little bit. I mean, like we would never accuse Ronan O'Gara of trying to confuse Leinster in any way, shape, or form.
But, and his old nemesis, Johnny Sexton.
But it does. It does seem as if maybe they were pretty happy for there to be a little bit of uncertainty around Skelton over the last couple of weeks.
There's no doubt there'll be a huge cohort of support for Leinster in Marseille, but still, Leinster have to go to France.
They do. What's interesting about this is that, well, first of all, the heat in the south of France is something that Leinster won't obviously have been too used to, whereas La Rochelle would obviously be well used to it. The curious thing about that, though, is that Leinster's game plan encourages ball in play. So they like to have the ball alive for quite an amount of time. The statistics show us that the ball is in play in these European matches for on average 10 minutes longer than they would be in top 14 rugby. So Leinster are used to playing a more tiring style of rugby than La Rochelle will be used to playing. But then on the counter side to that, you do have the weather conditions. So I wonder, will those two things cancel each other out a little
bit? Do we know what the weather is forecast for Marseille for kind of tea time tomorrow?
I checked it earlier in the week and it looked absolutely excellent. The current update is that tomorrow it's going to be 30 degrees Celsius throughout the afternoon, and it will be peaking in and around kickoff time tomorrow. So it's 33 degrees there today, so Leinster will have acclimatized quite well, you'd have thought.
Still, 30 degrees is hot.
It is, and as I say, the style of rugby that Leinster play, it will be like playing in a sauna for them with that particular, with their methods.
However, a week ago it might have been 40 degrees. So
well, yes.
Count your blessings.
Very good point.
So anyway, what are you predicting? I mean, I hope it'll be a very competitive game, and I hope that Leinster will win.
Yes, I think that there. I think you can probably expect that as well. I think the getting over Toulouse in such incredible fashion. I think maybe took a few people aback as well. Maybe Toulouse were a little bit tired after the Munster game the previous week, but I think Leinster have come back angrier this year than they have been over the last couple of years. Those questions around power that have been relative to Leinster over the last couple of years, I think they've been answered a little bit this year. I think that I really think the emergence of Jamison Gibson-Park as like Ireland's number one scrum half has given him the confidence and given him the boost in his career that has been transferred over to Leinster. And this is, like, I guess to a certain extent, two-thirds Ireland against a club France team, that they are heavy favourites for a reason, and I think they will do the business tomorrow.
Okay, let's talk then about Stade de France and Liverpool and Real Madrid. Now, on paper, Liverpool you'd think, but then Real Madrid had a tougher journey to the final, and also they pulled the rabbit out of the hat three times.
Yeah, I don't think you can ever write this Real Madrid team off, even if Liverpool successfully go in search of that early goal tomorrow. I think Liverpool needs to get a 2 or 3 goal lead for any Liverpool fans to kind of feel any absence of nerves. Real Madrid have been the comeback kings in this year's Champions League. They have wily old dogs everywhere in their team. But crucially about this Real Madrid team is that they've added a lot of youth to their team. And even younger players like Vinicius have really made a step up this season. So in that starting team, and particularly off the bench, they've got this injection of youth. And this Real Madrid team will not have any problems whatsoever if it goes 120 minutes. Conversely, for Liverpool, you'd wonder, did they look a little bit leggy last weekend? Did they look even a little bit leggy in the FA Cup final? Yeah. I know they've had a full week off and they haven't had too many midweeks off
since
February.
No, but I mean, it was a bit of a struggle until they equalised against Wolves. You know,
It looked that way. Yeah. And they've had to go acclimatise a little bit as well. They've done a bit of warm weather training this week, Liverpool. And I do think, in fairness, that the week off with no midweek game will help them quite a bit. It's the perfect rest between games. Whereas in 2019, for example, it felt that it was just too long between the Premier League and that final against Tottenham, and both teams ended up looking very leggy on that occasion. Again, there's a reason why Liverpool are favourites here. They have a better team than Real Madrid. They have a better defence than Real Madrid. In attack, you'd have to say they're better as well. Now, the thing is that it's just that the Karim Benzema factor is that in a big game, will he step up? Will he be able to get a vital goal? And you'd have to say there's every chance he does.
Now, League of Ireland, we'll stay with soccer for the moment, and a fairly routine weekend.
Yes, absolutely. So tonight it's Dundalk against St. Pat's. You've got UCD against Sligo Rovers. You've got Bowes against Drogheda. And then, of course, you've got Shamrock Rovers against Shells in the All-Dublin clash. The picture at the top right now, it's looking quite rosy for Rovers. They've opened up that 7-point gap on Derry City at the top. And then you've got Bowes on 22 points, 2 points behind Shelburne. Bowes in 7th place, Shells in 6th point at the 6th position at the moment. So Rovers against Shells tonight, probably the one that a lot of people will have their eyes on. 8 o'clock.
Okay, lots of GAA action as well. I don't know how many people are excited about the football, the regional finals, the provincial finals. We got Dublin and Kildare in Leinster.
Yeah, like Dublin Kildare, I think there's an expectation that this could be one of the better Leinster finals of the last decade. Kildare have been the coming team. They've in Leinster, they've beat Dublin in Newbridge in the league earlier this year. Granted, Dublin have made strides since then, and they were very impressive in the first half against Meath in the Leinster semi-final. Like, I think if this is, if you could count the points between these teams at full time on one hand, I think that's probably what would constitute a good match here. I think we're still probably a little bit away from Dublin being dethroned as Leinster champions. It's not the standout side from the weekend, though. I mean, Connacht and Ulster really on Sunday have two very, very appetising fixtures. Roscommon against Galway is the first game on Sunday at 2:15. These teams played each other twice in the league. Roscommon won on both occasions, but Galway are favourite, it seems, on this occasion. This game is on in Pearse Stadium as well, which will help them. Mm-hmm. And then Donegal against Derry will be an absolute cracker in the Ulster final. Derry have been one of the stories of this year's championship, hammering Tyrone and then beating Monaghan in the last rounds. They've taken two big scalps, and the momentum is firmly on their back. The Rory Gallagher storyline here as well just adds to the spice in this fixture. He used to coach and then manage Donegal under Jim McGuinness as a coach, and then managed them himself within the last 10 years.
Monster, a foregone conclusion.
Kerry against Limerick tomorrow. Like, it's in Fitzgerald Stadium. Kerry don't get beaten in Killarney in the championship. It hasn't happened since the 1990s, so it'd be very, very surprising if a team who's just got promoted from Division 3 were to come close to them. We've also got the Talton Cup first round as well this weekend. Cavan against Down tomorrow at 2 o'clock is probably the highest profile game, but Down have been in a bit of disarray recently, so you'd expect Cavan to win comfortably. You've got Leitrim against Antrim tomorrow as well, which should be a cracking game.
And finally, Rory McIlroy will not play in the Irish Open in Mount Juliet.
Yes, and I guess that's not a huge surprise. I mean, his connection with the Irish Open was broken a couple of years ago. He will play the JP McManus Pro-Am. The Irish Open, obviously, in this awkward place where players who are based in the United States, which Rory McIlroy is, need to come over and essentially spend 2 weeks here before the Open, and sometimes the Scottish Open is enough for them to get right.
All right, Owen Sheen of Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.